I'm Andy Bates. With me right now, the Reverend Ross Johnson from LCMS, Office of National Mission and Disaster Response. Ross, tell me, give me a little bit of an update on what's going on with the flooding in Louisiana and the response of the LCMS.
What's amazing in Louisiana right now is to see how everybody's coming together to work as a team, as the body of Christ, to try to make an impact, to show mercy in the community. We have the district, we have congregations, we have people from across the synod that are wanting to help out, to show mercy, and the teamwork and the cohesion is just wonderful to see.
Also joining us by phone, Al Dobnia, LCMS Communications. Al, what did you see in your recent visit?
Wow, we saw some wonderful, wonderful work on the part of Trinity Lutheran Church. Pastor Dave Buss and a dedicated team of volunteers were just everywhere. They were assisting us as we toured the devastated areas. And I'll tell you what, they were not waiting around to get out there and help folks. Lots more needs to be done. Mitigation of mold, lots of cleanup needs to continue. But boy, they are on it, and it was a real privilege to see the way the body of Christ was responding here in the Baton Rouge area.
Any idea, any numbers of how many might have been affected in the Baton Rouge area, Al?
Well, I'm going to defer to Ross because I know he had some detailed conversations with Pastor Buss. He may have a more accurate number for you.
Yeah, in some of the cities there, we're hearing numbers as much as 90% of some of the outlying cities in Baton Rouge area, homes have been affected. But it looks like overall, in a community in the greater Baton Rouge area, is about 300,000 people. And 20% of those homes, so we're talking tens of thousands of homes have been flooded, have water damage in them. So the need there is enormous and substantial. And like I said, it's great to see the church that's pulling together. Trinity Lutheran Church is going to be acting as one of the hubs of outreach for volunteers, for spiritual care and prayer, but also for doing the hands-on work of disaster response. Right now, they're really going to be focusing on mucking out homes, that means tearing out carpet, tearing out drywall. It's heavy lifting kind of stuff, but it's the most needed thing right now at this point.
At this point, have water started to recede and people starting to see the aftermath of the flooding?
Well, what we're seeing is some areas of the community, the water is starting to recede. Some areas, it's definitely pooling. We were in one area it was a lower income area, and the homes still have 5-6 feet of water in them. The water, as it's draining through southern Louisiana, is rolling through other communities as it's going south towards the Gulf. And so no longer is Baton Rouge getting more water, but the wave of water is going through southern Louisiana, affecting other communities. I apologize right now if you can hear overhead announcements. I'm on the plane as we speak, moving from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to another disaster that we're responding to in the Southern California fires, where we're hearing reports of almost 80,000 people that are being temporarily displaced because of the fires.
And so do you have plans? What church will you be meeting with in California to help respond to this disaster?
Well, there's going to be a few churches that are nearby that are going to be able to respond in this time of tragedy. We're working with the district, working with a couple of churches. We're flying into Ontario Airport. One of the churches that we're trying to connect with is in Rancho Cucamonga, California, Southern California, right outside of Los Angeles.
Al, what did you see in terms of what was most devastating with the flooding in Louisiana?
Well, with water and flooding, I think the thing that people tend to forget about is how quickly the mold can build up. And with the heat and humidity down in Baton Rouge, that mold is going to start quickly. In some of the homes that we visited, we actually started to smell the very clear scent of that mold, and it builds up quickly, and people need to get out of those homes. A lot of folks needed temporary housing, and that was what we were seeing happening there. We were seeing folks organize temporary housing, whether it was at a hotel. Many families who were not affected by the flood were taking people in. As a matter of fact, we stayed at a family's home, and we were not the only guests. Our team consisted of three folks, and I believe Pastor Johnson, how many other folks were there? About another six or seven folks were also being put up there temporarily, as we were.
Yeah, there were many families, but right now it's just hard to get hard and fast numbers because things are changing so fast and so many dynamics going on. It's just hard to get a grasp of how huge the need is. I know there is a huge need for temporary housing, a huge need for mucking out homes, a huge need for volunteers. At this point, that's one of the things that the district and local churches are asking for is willing hands to help out.
With just about a minute left, Reverend Johnson, what is that relationship between the local congregation, the district, and Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as a whole? How does that partnership work to help provide response and care in response to this disaster?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's part of working together as the body of Christ. We have the congregation that's acting as the hub to outreach into the community. We have the district that is being wonderful at organizing and understanding how this is affecting the district and the state of Louisiana at large. And then we have Lutheran Church Charities. We have Ed Verschier with Shepherd's Heart Ministry that are going to be working with volunteer teams that are coming in. We're receiving funds as the LCMS disaster response and funding the mission. That's one of the greatest needs right now is funds and donations to fund the mission and the work that's being done there right now.
Very good. Thank you. Al Dobnia, LCMS Communications, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
The Reverend Ross Johnson, LCMS Disaster Response, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.